Thank you. I'd like to thank you for your interest on the birth rate for ethnic minorities, and let me answer as follows. The birth rate's decline is a trend for many countries in the world, and this is no exception to China. Starting from before the new China was established, we had a high birth rate, high mortality rate, but then after it was high birth rate and low mortality rate and rapid growth of the population. Now we are entering a stage of low birth rate, low mortality rate, and low growth rate. In recent years, the birth rate is declining year by year. In 2010, the rate was 12%. And 12 years later, it dropped to 6.8%. However, ethnic population have grown at a faster pace than Han Chinese. At the 7th census, the Han Chinese population growth rate was about 5%, while ethnic minorities reached 10.3%. Your question mentioned also the ethnic areas have experienced lower birth rate than before. This is in line with the national average, which is a reflection of the economic development, of the perception change, and of various factors. In particular, women have better education, and many women they are in schools or universities for longer years, and they have better employment opportunities. Therefore, women have more autonomy in choosing childbearing. Many ethnic minority women choose to have fewer children and to raise their children in a better way, which is also a reflection of an advancement of the society, and which is also in line with the trend worldwide. Just now, on the IUD use in ethnic minority areas, I'd like to respond as follows. China's constitution stipulates that citizens have the freedom to in reproductive rights and as well as obligation for family planning. This the reproductive rights are protected. There is no coercive or forced prenatal examination or pre-pregnancy examination, and people are free to choose their contraceptive methods, which method to use and whether or not to use contraceptive. It's totally free, and no or individual or organization shall interfere in such right. Therefore, we believe there is no such case that without the consent of women themselves, a massive use of IUD, if there were to happen such case, then whenever there is a such case, it will be dealt with and detected by the government and dealt